One thing I've noticed is that compared to most movements of my lifetime, like, this is getting really positive press.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and just you've shifted the whole discussion from the nonsense that's going on in Washington to the real source of the problem of all this suffering that people are feeling and just the sense that nobody cares about what... I mean, especially the college, the students under all these loans are being crushed, and now they can't even look to a job to be able to pay off these loans, you know? So I think you've changed the entire narrative of what the American people are, like, thinking about now when they're looking at this problem. You force all the other corporate and commercial media to go back to the source of the problems.
I wanted to ask you if you have any... people organizing in public here, are there some pitfalls or things that you think it's really important to keep in mind right now for people that are here?
Well, I think, you know, you've managed to avoid the pitfalls of them trying to corner you to what your issues, you've been able to say, hey, we understand that there's something fundamentally wrong in this society, that it shows itself in a variety of issues, and that you basically... Well, the slogan is perfect. You know, we are the 99%. You know, so I think that sense, by not allowing yourself to get tied down to specific demands or a particular key issue, you've been able to now become the conscience of a variety of issues. So that groups that are struggling in one particular area can come down to the occupiers and say, "We need you." And suddenly, they have that they can depend on the foreclosure. Because in New York City, the Occupy Wall Street folks have gone out to when there are home mortgage protests, when there are protests over student loans, and when there are labor protests, like the Teamsters were trying to get a union at Sotheby's, and suddenly the whole group of Occupy people came down and supported them. So it's become sort of a multi-issue social movement, but it's all around the idea that we are the 99% and we're being ignored and we can't get anything from the politicians, and so we've got to do it ourselves. You're inspiring the whole country, I think. It's just, of course, the United States is a little late compared to the rest of the world on this, but...
what are some of the things that are important to keep in mind for middle-class folks that are trying to speak for people that are poorer than them and so forth?
Well, I think the wealth gap issue is the critical issue, because everyone feels it. And, you know, it was just the new report that came out, the GAO report that came out yesterday, that, you know, now even the nonpartisan budget office says that the wealth gap has skyrocketed in the last 20 years. So now there's more evidence, not just from the liberal think tanks or the conservative think tanks, that the fundamental change that's occurred in terms of the wealth gap in the country has got to be addressed. So, and I think that's going to happen. I think now it's gotten you made that possible with this movement that cannot ignore. You've already won a huge, huge victory in terms of changing the narrative in the country.